Hi, I'm Christian Monk. On this page, I'd like to discuss the issue of gains and levels for ambience recordings in general and for Monk Productions' Ambisonic Ambiences in particular. This is actually a part of our mastering process. That's the process of getting the recordings ready for use. And it really does matter to you, as a producer, how we do this. I'll explain why. Now, when I was planning the library, I could not make up my mind whether to master the files with a static gain setting or adjust the gain file by file to get them close to equal loudness. On the one hand, with a static gain, you as a producer get a guide to the real-world level of the ambience or effect. How loud is a particular ambience compared to other ambiences? And this is a very nice feature if you're trying to create a production with a high degree of fidelity or realism, such as, for example, a podcast, documentary, or a fictional drama. In such productions, you normally don't want to exaggerate effects by pumping up their levels. A quiet living room should sound, well, quiet. But without any guide to the original loudness of the living room ambience, you might easily amplify it to really get it out there. Well, since there really isn't much more than the sense of a space in a very quiet room, maybe an occasional creak or clunk or maybe some wind outside, you would mostly just get noise. Because that's how it is. All recordings contain noise. It's just a question of amplifying them enough, and the noise will become audible. Now, if we keep the gain equal across recordings, you would immediately know that the living room is really quiet when you heard the recording, just as you would know that the fireworks are really loud. And it would help you maybe to use more dynamic range in your production, which in turn will make it less fatiguing and more exciting to listen to. Yes, we do like a large dynamic range here at Monk Productions. Well, that settles the case then. We should use static gain. Or, well, what about when you're searching for and auditioning sound files, listening to many files one after the other? One file would be very quiet, causing you to turn up your listening level. And then the next might be extremely loud, blowing out your ears. And what if your production was a more intense one, like a promo or an advertisement? You might just need one ambience for that, and that one ambience should be loud enough to really be heard. As you can imagine, you would have to do quite a bit of amplifying for the very quiet recordings. So I came to the conclusion that sometimes you need static gain, and sometimes you need equal loudness. And that's what we've made for you. We've implemented a method where we produce a set of files with static gain and a duplicate of that where we peak normalize the files to a maximum of -2 dB full scale. That means the files are amplified with a maximum gain of 30 dB. No more, because the noise level would just get too high for the file to be usable. And this avoids the loudness jumps when you're auditioning files, and you get files that are much closer to the level you need for the shorter, more intense productions. So, all in all, you have a choice when you're going to download your purchased package. You can download the normal static gain files. These reside in the zip file just with the package name. You can also download the equal loudness files, which you find in the zip with the word normalized in it. Or you can download both. And if you create an account, you can download one at one time and the other later when you get back. We feel that this gives you the maximum flexibility. And I should just say a word of caution again. Please note, we recommend that you use the normalized files for auditioning to protect your ears. That's almost it, but before I go, I'd just like to mention that there are exceptions to the static gain scheme. These occur when the recordings contain really loud sounds, such as trains passing close by, heavy machinery, fireworks, or other intrinsically loud sound sources. We've had to attenuate some of these recordings to avoid clipping and the distortion that follows. When we do this, we note it in the file name and the description of the ambience, just so you know that this sound was really loud. Well, that's all I had on gains and levels. But be sure to check the other informational pages available here on the site. You find them either by clicking the individual features on the shop front page, or under the menu entry called About Ambisonic Ambiences, which you find in the menu at the top of the site under the Shop heading. And finally, remember that if you have any further questions to the library, or if you need some specific ambience or effect that's not already included, don't hesitate to write us. You can use the contact form, which you find at the top of the site, or write an email to shop@monkprod.dk. Thanks for listening.